All right, well, I'll introduce myself on the next talk. Title's Comparison of Fluoridone-Based Burndown Programs in Southeast Cotton. Authors are M. Marshall, A.C. York, and A.S. Culpepper, Clemson, North Carolina State University, and University of Georgia. I know Bob already touched on a little bit about the history of fluoridone. It's a carotenoid biosynthesis inhibitor. Worked on in the late 70s. Tolerance is attributed in cotton to differential translocation. It stays in the roots. It's not moved up very readily as in susceptible weeds. Cost was a major hurdle for development of this product in the cotton market at that time. But it did find a home in the aquatic market, sold, marketed as Sonar. Right now, I mean, with resistance problems and our lack of new herbicides, it was brought back by CPRO as something we can try again in cotton as for our rotations and to control Palmer amaranth. The studies I could find in the literature about previous amaranthus species that they'd worked on was mainly red root pigweed. So they generally reported good results with red root pigweed control. So obviously the objective of these studies, looking at Palmer amaranth, we have four modes of resistance, four modes of action in the southeast, and Bob mentioned those earlier. And obviously the glyphosate one is probably the worst for our cotton systems right now. The objective of the study was to look at pre-plant, pre-emergent residual and post-emergent programs for Palmer amaranth control and no-till cotton that included fluoridone and Valor. Three locations in 2012, burn downs were in mid-April, approximately across the three locations, and we had three timings. In South Carolina, it was mid-May, mid to late May for pre, mid-June for post one, which is Liberty, and late June for post two. In Georgia, it was late April for the burn down and early May for pre, late May for post one, and mid-June for post two. In North Carolina, burn down was April 13th, and then pre was May 7th, post one was May 31st, and post two was June 13th. I'll just run through the treatments real quick. It's basically glyphosate 2,4-D preplant was across all the treatments, and then we added in Valor at 2 ounces and break at 2 rates, either a quarter pound for the first rate or 0.375 pounds for the second rate. And then we had what we called the no residual check, where we didn't have a residual in any of the treatments, and no post and there. So control ratings, when you're doing multi-state projects, sometimes get a little crosshaired on things. But anyway, control ratings, we have for the rating the pre-plant efficacy of Palmer control, we have South Carolina and Georgia. The pre's, we have all three location ratings. Post one, South Carolina and Georgia. And we have a rating that encompasses after the post, second post went out. Data was run through ANOVA, separated by letters, at the LSD of 5%. Start with the South Carolina site. I just want to talk about the rainfall data. I noted on the graph here the pre-plant, the pre, and the post one. This will be similar across all sites. When I talk about the rainfall data, looking at, most importantly, we're talking about activation. If you look at the pre-plant, we got three rain events right after we applied Break and Valor, which add up to about a half an inch within 7 days. And if you look at after you put the pre's out, we got a pretty good rain the next day. So at least in South Carolina, we did get good activation rains shortly after those two application timings. to set this table up, data table up, data figure up, what we did was to combine the data across for the pre-plant ratings. We had two valors, two breaks, and two, you know, break one, break two. So combine those across, combine those into one value since there's no differences between those two. But basically, you know, take home message here is, you know, no residual, no pigweed control. We did see at the quarter pound break was significantly less control wise versus the higher level break and the 2 ounces of valor. So, you know, it's in our other studies, I thought the quarter pound did better than that, but this is what the results were for South Carolina. Moving on to what the pre-emergent showed, activity after we put out the pre-emergent herbicides is 22 days at the post one timing, basically. We're seeing, you know, we get a little bit of bump from the paraquat pre here, controlling that pigweed that was out there, and it's comparable to the check. Both had the paraquat pre. There was no differences across the treatments. Obviously, the addition of that paraquat, regardless of it having a residual or not, bumped up the control values for all treatments. No differences there. You know, so it's doing it, but, you know, we're talking about Palmer 1 or 2 can always spell disaster later on. This is the basically at the second application, right before the second post-emergent application. So we've already put Liberty down once, and, you know, that brought us all the way up to 100% on our no residual, which I thought was, you know, these are small plot research, so we're able to spray perfect timing. A grower would not be able to replicate this kind of success with a no residual Liberty type program, in my opinion. But there was no differences across whether or not you're talking about Valor and a burn down followed by no residual, or a Valor followed by a, you know, what we call the Cadillac program of reflex diuretics pre. So no difference there. And then our obviously our check is falling down, many more pigweeds in there at that point. Looking at a summary for the South Carolina site, approximately half an inch rain occurred within 7 days. I believe that was just enough to get at the very least Valor properly activated. Break was properly activated too, based on what I saw in the plots. Valor and the high rate of break provided the highest Palmer amaranth control, nearly between 96% and 99%. At post one, all treatments, whether or not you're talking about residual burn down and or following a residual pre, were 94% or better on Palmer amaranth. And of course, you know, at the post two, we've bumped that up to almost 100%, regardless of the residual we used. Moving on to the North Carolina site, showing the rainfall data for that site. Again, pre-plant, pre and post one, like the same as South Carolina, that got a significant rainfall within a few days after that pre-plant application, a lot more than we get in South Carolina. So activation occurred, and also after that pre, there was another big rain that occurred. So that should have activated those herbicides on that. This is the evaluation that basically encompasses the burn down and the pre rating. So, and this was taken right before the post one occurred, and we did see right here, this treatment, the lower rate of break, the quarter pound, was significantly less control wise than the higher rate of break, or the break, lower rate of break with a follow-up break or a reflex diuretics treatment. So we did see a difference there. And also, of course, there was zero control on our no residual treatments there at that time. on Post 2. This is after 12 days after Post 2 went out. That two shots of Liberty brought us up to nearly 100% control out there on the Palmer Amaranth. It brought up the break one to almost, you know, about approximately 98% control. So there's no differences among the treatments here, and just basically our check is all that's left. Summary for North Carolina, like I said, 0.6 precipitation event worth of events occurred within 7 days, so we got good activation, and this will become important when we get to the Georgia site. But at the post one, 95% control. After the post two, we were virtually 100% control across the board with the two shots of Liberty. The Georgia site, now this is a contrast in environment. Very little rain occurred after pre-plant, and this will be important in the data set that where activation and control by Valor and Break will be less. We did get a couple rain events after the pre, so there should have been activation there by the pre. Relatively, you know, it's a half inch and about a tenth. Looking at the pre-plant activity of the pre-plant herbicides, this is taken at the values were taken at the pre-emergent timing. Similar to South Carolina, you know, were combined across the two treatments that were the similar. The Valor did the best out of all of them, significantly better, about 77% versus about 59 or so. Were no differences between the two rates of break one and break two, which, you know, we attribute that to the environment, very dry time, you know, when that went out. This is 12 days after pre-emergent treatment, and we're getting some activity from the post here, or I'm sorry, from the post at the pre, we got some activity. A little bit of separation here, but when we had the Valor followed by a reflex Direx and a break, followed by reflex Direx and a break two, followed by reflex Direx, that gave us our best bang, 100% control. It fell off a little bit here. Valor still holding with just the Valor with the Paraquat alone, and then the break one. And the break two with no residual followed up, and the just the reflex Direx by itself were much less, significantly less than the A's and than the two shots of residual programs. The no residual up here is a lot less, same as the check. Oops. And this is approximately 7 days after post one occurred, and we get a little bit of bump on the Palmer control from the first post. It tightens up the control here on the ones that did not receive a residual herbicide at pre. Our control increased. Are the ones that where we had residual at both shots. Again, those are 97% or greater. So overall, it's very, very high control. Site summary, only 0.08 of an inch precipitation occurred within 7 days. So that's, you know, little activation occurred, a break, and it was amazing that the Valor got activated on that amount of rain. Palmer Amaranth control is better with pre-plant Valor in these dry conditions versus a pre-plant break. At post 2, 99% control. Liberty followed by a pre-plant burn down residual Valor break plus reflex Direx spray. Conclusions, break herbicide, at least in these studies, needed about a half an inch to within 7 days to activate to control Palmer Amaranth. In dry conditions, Palmer Amaranth was great, control was greater, pre-plant Valor was better than pre-plant break, either rate. In normal conditions, the higher rate of break and Valor were similar. at post 1, benefit from post residuals at burn down and or pre was evident compared to Liberty post only programs. Two shots of Liberty controlled pomegranates well in these residual based treatments. Preplant burn down, pre residual Liberty, however, did control those palmers, but it's not encouraged in our area of resistance management. Break did seem to slow the emerged palmer amaranth plants, allowing the post treatments to better control escapes and suppress future weed flushes. I call it the recharge potential when it rains. Future research with Floridone, this is just a few that we're going to try this in 2013. With tank mixing with other residual herbicides listed there and look and examining what the water requirements are for activation for break. This acknowledged our funding sources for this project, and I think I'm over time, so go on to the next presentation. I'll be around if you have any questions.